Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 6th of January, 2024. The Bible reading today is Matthew 2, 9-13. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Today's article, titled The Meaning of Mare, was written by Tim Gustafson. Today is Epiphany, the day which commemorates the event described by the carol, We Three Kings of Orient Are, when genteel wise men visited the child Jesus. Yet they weren't kings. They weren't from the Far East, as Orient formerly meant, and it's unlikely there were three of them. There were, however, three gifts, and the carol considers each. When the Magi arrived in Bethlehem, they opened their treasures and presented Jesus with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The gifts symbolize Jesus' mission. Gold represents his role as king. Frankincense, mixed with the incense burned in the sanctuary, speaks of his deity. Myrrh, used to embalm dead bodies, gives us pause. The fourth verse of the carol says, "Mare is mine, its bitter perfume, breaths of life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb." We wouldn't write such a scene into the story, but God did. Jesus' death is central to our salvation. Herod even attempted to kill Jesus while he was yet a child. The carol's last verse weaves the three themes together. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. This completes the story of Christmas, inspiring our response, Alleluia, Alleluia, sounds through the earth and skies. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may your Spirit help me live my life in gratitude for your Son, giving his life for me. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Andrew, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.